Yeshua told dozens of parables. The Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke each record about 1.5 dozen parables, but only a handful of those parables were recorded by both evangelists. Mark records only a few parables, yet all three of the synoptic Gospels considered the parable of the sower important enough to include. In part one of this podcast series entitled The Parable of the Sower, we discussed this particular parable and why it's so important. Today we're going to consider one of the categories of seed mentioned in the parable. Actually, it's not so much a category of seed as it is the ground that it's planted in. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 and 4, Messiah told us, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up." In verses 18 and 19, Messiah explained that passage. We read, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." There are several points to consider in this passage. Mark's account identifies clearly who the wicked one is, the wicked one who came and caught away the seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 15 reads, "And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts." Many Christians believe that Satan cannot touch them. They believe they're immune from attacks by the enemy. The scriptures, however, paint a very different picture. The book of Job opens with Satan coming into the very presence of God. If Satan can come into God's presence, are we so naive to think that we're protected? Satan came to tempt Yeshua in the wilderness. If Messiah was attacked by the enemy, is it any surprise that we would be attacked? Also recall that the Apostle Paul told us to put on the whole armor of God. Why? Ephesians 6:10 and 11 read, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Paul associates being strong in the Lord with putting on the whole armor. We need the whole armor because the devil attacks us on many sides. We can't say, "Oh, I'm strong, so I don't need armor." He says, "Because we're strong, put on the armor." And his attacks include fiery darts. So the first point is, Satan can and does attack believers. What is his goal? We read earlier that when someone hears the word of the kingdom, in the parallel account in Luke chapter 8, we read, "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." The devil's goal is to rob people of their salvation. The second point is the devil can steal seed that is sown in a person's heart. Even having the word in your heart is not a guarantee of safety. Recall that David wrote in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Yet David fell into sin. A man after God's own heart fell into sin. He fell to temptation. Obviously, bearing fruit is not a promise of sin-free life. How can Satan steal the word of God out of a person's heart? Luke offers an answer that is only hinted at in Matthew's and Mark's account. Luke chapter 8, verse 5 reads, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it." The seed, which represents the word of God, doesn't find root. What happens? Well, what happens when the seed falls on the path? It's trampled. There are many people today who trample on the word of God. What remains after they've denigrated it and censored it and twisted it may not even resemble the word of God. No wonder Satan was able to remove it so readily. The third point concerns the timing of Satan's attack. Notice in Mark 4:15, the gospel tells us that Satan comes immediately. The enemy attacks to prevent the word from taking root and becoming established. What is the overall lesson of this first category mentioned in the parable? You have an enemy. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, we are reminded, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Never forget that you have an enemy, the wicked one, and do not give free rein to the adversary, because Satan can steal the word of God that is planted in someone's heart.